Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is its custom near the end of each year, our state's flagship business school hosts an Economic Outlook Conference in an effort to enlighten us on our prospects for financial prosperity for the coming year. And who's going to tell us about it? None other than Joey Von Nessen, who is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. And today he's in our studio. Joey, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
So give us the details on the upcoming conference. When, where?
So it's coming up soon. Friday, December 8th is the date this year. It's going to be at the new USC Alumni Center. So we're really excited to be having the event there this year. It's a four-hour event. It starts with hors d'oeuvres at lunch, a networking event, and then a three-hour program where we'll debut our statewide forecast for the upcoming year for 2018. And then we'll also have a series of guest speakers talking about some prevalent issues for South Carolina's economy that will drive our growth in 2018.
And who are these speakers this year?
The governor will be speaking, Governor McMaster. We'll also have Joan Robinson Berry, who's the vice president at Boeing, South Carolina, and then also Cheryl Stanton, the executive director of the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce. One of our themes this year is workforce development and addressing the labor shortage that has emerged in South Carolina. We're going to hear three different perspectives, again, from a high level from the governor's office, from the Department of Employment and Workforce in terms of strategies to help improve the labor shortage, and then what individual firms are doing. And that's what Boeing is going to address, a case study in how to attract more skilled workers and the workers that employers need.
Constantly in the interviews that I conduct here on this program, I am hearing about the labor shortage here in our state.
Right.
But it must be sort of peculiar to our state. It's not driving up inflation anywhere else in the country. Is that the case?
Well, in South Carolina, it's translated into a lower rate of growth this year. And in fact, even though the economy overall is doing pretty well by most metrics, when we look in South Carolina, we've actually seen a deceleration of our growth in 2017. And so one of the things that we're going to be addressing in our forecast is what does that mean for the future? Because not only do we have the labor shortage issue that we're dealing with, we have BC Summer, of course, which has erased many of the employment gains that the Midlands has seen in 2017. And then balancing that against changes in what's going on in Washington at the federal level, we have a new Federal Reserve chair that's likely to come in 2018 and replace Janet Yellen. And of course, the new tax plan that's being proposed right now. So the consequences of all of these actions, the question is, what is the net effect on South Carolina and our projections for 2018? So we're going to address each of those and speak to each of those at the conference.
So labor shortages here in our state, how about elsewhere in the country? The unemployment rate continues to stay low.
Right.
Is there a similar situation in other states?
Yes. As a general rule, yes. Of course, every region is different. But really, the full employment situation exacerbates the problem because, again, from a employee perspective, this is good news because most people who, again, not everyone, but most people who want a job are able to find one, or at least more likely to be able to find one today as opposed to 4 or 5 years ago. But if you're an employer, then not only are you having trouble finding workers because the unemployment rate is so low, but our labor force participation rate in general is still very low. It came off of a high point in 2006, 2007, but because the baby boomers are continuing to retire, employers kind of have a double whammy. Fewer people in the labor force, and many of the people who are now able to find jobs and are already working. So where do we go from here? And that's an important question if we're going to get economic growth in our state and across the country up in the coming years.
At what point will this labor crunch start to show up in our inflation rate?
We don't know. That is the short answer. I think that we are beginning to already see wage increases, upward pressure on wages because of the labor shortage, particularly in specific industries. But you're right. There has not been any significant inflation yet. Not really any evidence that that's ticking up. But I think as wage pressures continue to rise, we continue to see wages go up, then that eventually will translate into more inflationary activity. So it's something the Fed will be keeping their eye on. There's no question.
Well, Joey, one more time, give us the details on the upcoming conference.
Friday, December 8th at the USC Alumni Center. Again, we'll be debuting the statewide forecast for 2018, talking about a lot of these issues that are going to be affecting our projections. It starts out with a networking event and lunch is provided, and then we'll have a three-hour program in the afternoon, and looking forward to an exciting event this year.
Joey, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Always great to be here, Mike.
Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. We will have a link to his office and to the upcoming Economic Outlook Conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.